Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. What's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr., financial coach and host of the Abundance University podcast, where remember, financial success happens on purpose. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Really excited about today's topic because I really believe that this one in particular can really help us going forward as a people, man. I'm just grateful, man, for having a phenomenal wife and life partner. And, you know, of course, if you're new to the Abundance University podcast, you know, we're talking finances, we're talking financial freedom, we're talking how do we navigate through this capitalistic society, right? That's what we're focusing on, is whatever you're after financially, Abundance University can help you get there, right? I don't care if you make $10,000 a year or $10,000 a month, we can help. So, you know, we're continuing on our Money Seeds series, right? Money Seeds, 30 Financial Principles is the name of my book. And we are at principle number 16, right, in the series. So if you haven't already, you need to get you a copy of the Money Seeds. So it's available on abundanceuniversity.net. If you go under the products, we have it on audiobook, ebook, and paperback. So you definitely want to get it. So without further ado, we're going to jump into today's Money Seed principle, which is number 16. Financial talks can cure financial struggles. And I'm mixing, you know, the topic with, you know, my weekly recap, right? I usually tell you how my week goes and or how my week went. And, you know, this past week, we actually celebrated our 4-year anniversary, me and my wife. So we took a trip Monday through Friday to Las Vegas. It was both our first time out in Vegas. We stick to a very strict schedule throughout the week, you know, because we have two children, because of what I do for a living, right, which is, you know, financial coach, public speaking, you know, we try to make sure we keep a healthy balance. So going into Vegas, one of my biggest things was not having a strict schedule, not like just planning everything we're going to do. I wanted to just live freely, man. Like Vegas, since it was new, I wanted to just, you know, see what it had to offer in a raw form, not just, you know, looking up different attractions and things of that nature. I kind of save that for when we go on vacation with the kids. So my wife was behind it. We ended up having a phenomenal time. And we really didn't spend a lot of money. And on that vacation, right, we always reflect on, you know, the past year, and then we always look ahead for the year to come, you know, the upcoming year. So we talk about our finances, right? Like I talk about, you know, what I want to get accomplished. One of the things that, you know, we discussed and, you know, I'm guilty of is, you know, not really sticking to my budget when I get extra money. And that's an area where I'm going to commit to focus on, you know, this upcoming year, right? So next June, when we go on our, you know, anniversary trip, I can say that, you know, I appreciate the fact that we talked about our finances and we actually, you know, I'm holding myself accountable. And that's what I mean by the financial talk can cure it, because sometimes, you know, we get together, right? And this is bigger than just, you know, a marriage or relationship. This is business partners. This is family, right? Like, some of us will be having to take care of our older family members in the near future. So it's always something that we need to talk about, right? You don't want to have these decisions that you have to make once a family member dies, or once, you know, the finances in your marriage is taking a toll on it, right? We know the leading cause of divorce in America is still finances. After 40 years of numbers, like, it hasn't improved. Our income has improved, technology has improved, but yet we still don't talk about finances in our households. And that's something that needs to change. It's something that's one of the main reasons why I started Abundance University 3 years ago, because I know what it's like to come from a family that did not talk about finances at all, other than we got bills to pay. That's pretty much what the conversation was like. You gonna help out on these bills or not, right? And think, I'm 14, 15 years old, not working, and hearing that. So a lot of us come from these backgrounds where financial talks weren't common, and then the financial talks that we did have were negative, or it put something in our spirit to where, you know, because we come from nothing, we're gonna buy materialistic stuff because, you know, we grew up without, right? Without really analyzing what our financial success really should be at this point in our lives, based on our dreams, our goals, and our desires. And then also tying that into having healthy relationships with our finances. So the financial talk is important. What I recommend doing, if you have, you know, a spouse, I recommend at least once a month sitting down and reviewing your finances. That's something that me and my wife, we set out to start doing this year. And, you know, we did good January, February, but come March, you know, that's the dog days of the school year for real. Like, you just trying to make it through. And with me and her both working in the school system, it was hard. But now, like, I'm just thankful, man, that, you know, God has put us in a position to where we can still grow, you know, spiritually, physically, and financially. So I'm going to make sure I put it on the calendar, right? See, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to do it once a month. But, you know, that's just like saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to work out 5 days a week. But then you're not putting the time. When are you going to work out? You work first shift, so obviously you're not working out, you know, during the time that you usually are at work. Right? So are you waking up earlier? Some people are a morning person. So now that cancels that out. So, all right, in the evening. Yep, you got kids. They have things going on throughout the week. Well, you can't go right after you work out. So now you're going to work out at night when everybody's asleep and stuff. So if that's the perfect time based on your schedule, then you have to find the workouts that you need to do to make sure that you're maximizing your time. So it's the same thing with these financial talks, right? Like, we have to sit down and say, okay, based on how we're living our life, we need to sit down either at the beginning of the month, the end of the month, or in the middle of the month, and have that conversation. What goals are we after? What are we doing to get there? And how will we gauge our success towards that? So, you know, sticking to a budget is you know, a challenge for a lot of couples, because, right, you got to ask yourself who's in charge of the finances in your household, and is that person the right person, right? And that's a tough, you know, that's a tough conversation to have, right? Who controls the finances? It really should be both of you, because if anything happens to the one that's in charge or controlling, then it's like, all right, I'm lost in the sauce. So it has to be both of us. We have to get away from, oh, well, they're good with money, or they like talking about it. So, you know, no, we going to sit down and we going to make sure we on the same page. That's what needs to happen, right? When was the last time you talked to a loved one about your financial situation, right? What if you just not happy with how much money you make? What if you still got to get your credit in order? and you're ashamed of your credit score. And most people who I sit down with about their credit, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as they make it out to be. So if you have that talk, the faster you have the talk, the easier you'll feel, you know, it'll just be easy. It'll be easier on your journey, man. Like, we make it so hard because we're just keeping it in. We're going through the struggle. We're going through the motions. And then it's bottled up and then it explodes when we just have had enough. So, you know, it's important, man. Like, I really, like, the proper communication can help bad financial situations turn around for the better. Like, and it's really not fair for one person to be in charge of everything financially in the household, right? And if you feel like that is your best way, at least have that partner set up a system to where if something happens, you know how to work that system, right? So, I recommend once every month, you should definitely schedule some time and sit down and talk about your finances, right? You know, if you're, you know, especially like if you're going through expecting a child, you got a new promotion. Now y'all got some extra money coming in, right? Or somebody getting laid off of their current job. Like, you have to be able to sit down and do it in a loving manner. Like, if you just focus on that, you know, it'll be easier, man. So, you know, for those of you listening to this, if your spouse is the one that handles the finances, then you should be, you know, helping them out too. If you're listening to this and you're the one that handles the finances and your spouse is the one just like, I don't want to talk about it, do it in a loving way to make them sit down and treat it like we plan trips, but we don't plan our future. Like, that's just different, man. That's backwards, right? Like, we don't plan ahead and we wonder why we go through life where, you know, you look up 5 years from now and you in the same situation. You done changed jobs, you done got a new house, you done got a new car, and you still feel the financial pressure. It's because you're not planning, you're not focused. And when you have a spouse, when you have a significant other, when you have a business, it's important to have that conversation, man. It's important to get it out in the air, put it on paper, put the plan in order, and really just get after it. Do not be scared, man. Get after it. Focus, focus, focus. So again, money seeds, 30 financial principles. This is principle number 16. Financial talks can cure most financial situations, man. Like, just bottom line. And we gonna have to keep, I mean, it's just important, man. Like, especially when you see people on social media talking about who should be paying what in the household. If you focused on your household, I don't care what the next household is doing. I don't care. Me and my wife sit down and we talk about our financial situation. We talk about what's beneficial to us and what's going to make our lives better for our finances. I don't care if, you know, y'all splitting things up 50-50 or you feel like the man should be paying everything. That's your prerogative. That's your preference. And if you don't have a man to even do that for, it kind of doesn't matter. So, man, we gotta get back to it, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, and what's funny is, you know, I'm going back to the Vegas trip. Like, we didn't even gamble. Like, and that's another thing, developing the discipline to like, I mean, I'm literally in Vegas, y'all. And I didn't gamble not once, not even a dollar. You hear me? And I had money. Like, and I just did not, I mean, it didn't even cross my mind to gamble. I'm not a gambler, but I bet on myself. You can believe that. But I did not gamble not once. My wife didn't gamble. We're just not gamblers. We didn't go out there with the mindset to gamble. Some people do. Again, it's your prerogative. But we on the same page. We're on the same wavelength. So it's important to understand, if you get on the same page, man. We didn't even have to talk. Like, you gonna gamble? Or, you know, we ain't even had to talk. We just was living life. We was out there just, you know, focused, man. Like, and you know, Cardi B got the song "Living Our Best Life," and I'm tired of that caption under pictures on social media. But that's what we was doing. We had no worries. We focused, on just enjoying one another, man. And now that I'm back in Ohio, I'm just ready to get back to it, man. And I'm ready to really thrive, right? A lot of us are surviving. It's time to start thriving. And that's my message for y'all today, man. I'm not even going. Like, if you need more help, you know, make sure you reach out to me, man. Like, if you have any questions, any topics that you want me to discuss on the Abundance University podcast, feel free to email me at lkanejr@abundanceuniversity.net. You can reach out to me on social media, Lawrence Kane Jr. on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Lawrence Kane Jr. on all of those sites, man. And just remember, financial success, it happens on purpose. And success does not visit the lazy. God bless. Hey guys, thanks a lot for listening to this episode. What I want you to do, share this with three people you know, you love, and you trust. And as well, if you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, we have our Abundance University seminar live at 1776 Mentor Avenue. It's going to be Wednesday, July 18th at 6 p.m. Again, Cincinnati, Ohio, live seminar, Abundance University. We're going to be talking about multiplying our income. We're going to be talking about retirement options, all of the above. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to get into it. So remember, sign up at abundanceuniversity.net.